rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention!
Attention!
This is an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch, Jehu's
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Well, we're here. If you can't hear me, it's Lou's fault. He's running the board today. See if I can turn this up so I can hear myself. This is Memorial Day. Let me get in here into the room. I don't know if I hear a squeal in my headphones, but you don't? Okay, good. Then it's just my headphones. It is the 31st of May, 2010, Memorial Day, a day when we honor our war dead. Not our veterans, our war dead. There's a difference. I'm seeing way too much television saying, oh, we honor our service members overseas and here, and EMTs and police and fire. Once again, a tradition of U.S. holidays, which was started in the Confederacy, by the way, has been, as Decoration Day, as Lou said over there, has been perverted and turned into this let's all support the war kind of thing. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Okay, wow, I don't know why people are having trouble hearing again. I'm sure it's just gremlins in the system. They don't like it when I come online and talk about stuff. Who am I? I'm Dutch Jones. We do this show Monday through Friday here on UBroadcast for 2 hours. You can get to it from dutchjones.tk. And every day but Tuesday of those days, you can listen to us on Liberty Tree Radio. And libertytreeradio.4mg.com. Our website is dutchjones.tk. DutchJones.tk. Don't finish my sentences, Lou. If I look at you and go, that means they can finish them for me. This Memorial Day, we've been working. We're dealing with problems. We're dealing with struggles, just like everybody else. We're going to go do a little bit of barbecuing tonight, but Lou and I, you know, spent the day clearing a field of debris and weed eating, and then I was trying to get to one of our vehicles today. So, but to honor our war dead, we did that yesterday in church. We had a special sermon with a special Bible study. So we honored and we, of course, realized that it was a Confederate holiday. And then it became North and South. And then later on, they had all wars. So you got to remember that. Memorial Day, in memoriam. The Bible tells us to remember the landmarks and memorials of our forefathers and not to forget. It is a good thing to do this. So remember that. You know, go out and decorate some graves if you still have time. We're on the West Coast, so it's still light here at 5:05 p.m. So that's what we're talking about here, a little bit about that. And I do take offense that we already have Veterans Day, you know, and we have VE Day and VJ Day to specifically thank veterans and those that are still alive. Let us not pervert another holiday and make it about Victory Over Japan Day. And VE Day, which is Victory Over Europe. Come on, you study this stuff. You should know these things. Yeah. Homeschool. You're going to get 5 hours a day now. We're adding an hour to it.
Well, just because I didn't know what abbreviations stood for.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to suffer now. Hey, no more soda. Calm down. We need to not allow our historical remembrance days be perverted to support, like they're trying to make it into this big Persian Gulf, Afghanistan thing. Oh, remember our soldiers serving over there? No. That's not what this day is for. You want to have, you can do that on Veterans Day a little bit. They're not really veterans if they're still serving, but you get my point.
Having a service day.
I don't know why Minnesota Patriot's not able to get in. Is he trying it through you broadcast, or is he trying it through the DutchJones.tk page? You need to find out if he's doing that. Ask him, Lou. But some of the other things we had this weekend,
he left.
Yeah, we're discussing. a lot of things that are going on in the world, of course, at church after church on Sundays. And we're putting together some meetings. If you're a member of the church and listening to this, because we get people can't hear. I can hear on my end. Yeah, thanks, Olima. I thank you for the report.
Sounds like you're like right across from me.
Yeah. But we're doing the best we can to get the signal out. We're still working on it. Hopefully, we're doing what other groups across America are doing. We're getting tighter in our relationships with our neighbors and our church mates and our family friends, and we're focusing on doing some future training together. We're going to double our training here. We're going to go from 1 day a month to 2 days a month, and hopefully, and then have some special quarterly ones where we can enhance more. We're going to bring in more instructors. We had kind of a brainstorming meeting where we said, what do you guys want to learn? Because as the training guy here, everybody comes to me with these great ideas, but none of them want to do anything with it. They're like, you know, you should teach this. You should teach that. You should set up a whole day where we do this. I'm like, I'm only one person. So what I did is I had a little impromptu meeting after chow and said, I want you to write all these ideas down, figure out how you can implement them and how you can get them done, and I will facilitate that.
One guy wrote some stuff down.
Yeah, and we can do whatever we want to do. If everybody wants to do it. Otherwise, it's just going to be everybody doing their own thing. And that's a real hard thing to do in these little groups. We also decided to come up with a name for what we're doing. And we're going to call it Emergency Response Families. Give the locals a little less tools to come after us. Because they'll be like, oh, look at those militia guys up there training. No, we're Emergency Response Families. We're preparing for... what is it we're preparing for? We're preparing for disasters. We're preparing for financial calamity. Everything. It's not just a martial attitude. It's a survival attitude. It's doing what we have to do. Where's that car going? Is that one? Is that our neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to be doing it now. We're going to base this on a CERT team. And I know is Jaws of Life in there yet?
No.
We're going to build it around the CERT team training. You know, everybody's going to specialize in a different field, you know, medical, equipment, rescue, search, you know, all that type of stuff, logistics. And our group is big enough that we have enough people that can do those types of office-type things, I'm going to call it that, you know, classroom-type things. But we also have to recruit, and we're going to work on that, trying to figure out ways to bring new people into the group and to do it safely. So that was a pretty healthy and fun meeting. In fact, is there anybody? I don't see any of the locals in the chat room right now. So they're probably off barbecuing or water skiing at the lake. That's another thing I don't like. Everybody takes these, oh, it's a three-day weekend, President's Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day. I mean, 90% of the people out there, unless they've lost somebody in one of the recent unjust wars, they're not even going to think about this. You know, the Greatest Generation, the guys from World War II are almost gone. Almost all. I don't think there's any World War I vets in our area. We've still got some World War II vets still alive in there. We don't have any Civil War vets.
What about that guy?
No, that guy's not Civil War. He's Spanish-American War. The guy who, yeah. Some of these guys look a lot older than they are, too. But, yeah, they just we dilute the meaning of the days and these days of remembrance, as we're instructed to do in the Bible, to make monuments and to the glory of God as he works through men, and to honor the sacrifice of men in the holy cause of liberty. But, no, everything I see today is people loading up with beers, hot dogs, you know, chicken, whatever they can get at the store to run out and do the barbecue and just forget about not going to work for a day. Whereas we worked today, but we honored yesterday, and we did the whole church service that way. So it's a little, you know, I'm a little down. I don't like it when holidays get messed up, like 4th of July. You know, I celebrate it as I Hate England Day, and I still do hate England. I hate what they do to the Scottish. I hate what they do to the Irish. I hate their empire. I hate what they did to us during the building up to the War of the American Independence. I hate what they did in 1812. I wasn't too happy with their, you know, a lot of things they did. So, and it's like people lose the emphasis, you know, of what it's about, what we were fighting. That England was and is a tyranny. It's a monarchy.
Christopher Columbus Day should be Failure Day.
Why do you say Christopher Columbus should be Failure Day?
Because he messed up.
How did he mess up, Lou?
He's supposed to go to another place.
Where was he supposed to go, Lou?
India, I think.
You don't even know, and you're making jokes. No, he went out searching for a way to circumnavigate the globe, and you can't do it without going south of South America, and he didn't know that. What Columbus did was amazing. So he didn't fail. He went and explored the New World. So you're mocking people that are much better than you, and you don't even know the history. What year did he sail?
1492.
Yeah, and where did he land? Where did Columbus land? You want to mock Columbus? Tell me where he landed. You studied this. I know it.
In
India. He never made it to India. He landed where?
He thought he was in India.
Where did he land, Lewis?
America.
America. That's pretty big. What specific island?
Wasn't it the Caribbean?
There's a Caribbean island?
See,
so don't make jokes that you can't back up with historical fact, Lou. I told you if you had too many sodas, you're going to act like you're going to start saying things that you couldn't back up. So calm down over there. Put your knife away. What are you digging out from under your fingernails?
Dirt.
What are you doing, digging around in the dirt again?
You did too.
I didn't dig around in the dirt. Well, I did get dirt under my nails, though, too. But we're going to get to the news of the day. And sadly... And I don't know how other, because I haven't been listening to the news other than, you know, the highlights of the news. Israel's done it again. They attacked a 5-ship claiming to be humanitarian flotilla that was in the Mediterranean. I think they were flagged Turkish, and they were heading for the Gaza Strip that has been blockaded by Israel. Now, I've been doing some posting, and everybody's like, oh, they're a bunch of terrorists, you know, they're Muslims, they're our enemy. You know, I can buy into some of that. I'm not a big fan of Hamas or Hezbollah or the Palestinians in general. But because I know history and I've studied history, I know what Israel has been doing to the Palestinians, and in fact, the other Arabs around there have done to the Palestinians since the 1940s. And I know how Israel became a state. They were a terrorist organization that was attacking, again, England, and became a nation and displaced whole groups of people. So you people that are out there just automatically defending Israel, either out of your Israel worship or your hatred of Muslim people, need to take a step back and look at the situation for what it is. Knee-jerk reactions on our side are just as bad as they are on the liberal side. You know, this whole Israel can do no wrong because they're fighting Muslims thing is a joke. They are committing war crimes against the Palestinian people. And I understand that the Arab hierarchy is using the Palestinians and they're committing war crimes against the Israelis. But, fact of law, blockades are illegal. They are an act of war. Blockades in open sea are piracy. They weren't even in Israeli territorial waters, and we're going to do some reading here I'm going to share with you. And they searched 4 ships, and on the 5th ship, the people said, no, you're not coming on board. They grabbed knives and sticks and billy clubs. So I've got people on my Facebook saying, oh, they were armed. They had they were sneaking in rockets and all, and machine guns and AK-47s. Then why did they attack the Israeli commandos with knives and sticks? You're telling me that if a ship, a crew of a couple hundred people, had the ability to break open some AK-47s, maybe some RPGs, to face trained, murderous commandos, they're going to go after them with a kitchen knife and a table leg?
Maybe they were bored.
What does that mean? They were bored.
Not a very good captain.
Just be quiet now, Lou. No more sugar for you. No more. They're not bored, Lou. So the argument that, hey, they were sneaking arms in, and the funny thing is they're Turkey. Now, for those of you that, and most of you probably don't even know this, Turkey is actually an ally, one of the few Muslim nations that supports Israel. And, of course, Turkey is just furious over this. They're demanding all kinds of UN sanctions and that the UN do this, the UN do that. And, of course, America's just saying, well, we know Israel will investigate it. It'll be, you know, we'll figure out what happened, what went wrong. It's a tragic loss. But the fact of it is, we still haven't gotten an honest answer from the USS Liberty. Now, those of you that listen to this show know my opinions on that. They're going to get away with this. They killed 9 civilians. They're saying, but they had terrorist ties. So you're telling me that you knew exactly who they were when they came at you with a table leg when you landed on their deck as pirates with a machine gun. So it sounds to me like they were specifically targeting individuals if they knew, because if they can say this quickly after the investigation that, oh, they had Hamas ties, these peace workers, these volunteers that were bringing food and medical supplies in. It's going to get ugly, and we'll never know the truth. Let's agree on that. And when you got France calling for an investigation against Israel, you know something's up. France, who's like the biggest wimp in Europe, is upset over this. You know, they're mad at Israel. And if anybody shouldn't make Israel mad, it's a whole nation full of people that like to retreat. I'm going to read this. Arabs demand independent probe of Israeli raid. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Monday on Israel's deadly commando raid on the ships taking humanitarian aid to the blockade in the Gaza Strip, with the Palestinians and Arab nations demanding condemnation and an independent investigation. What's wrong with that? Why should we let Israel investigate its own murderous acts? We keep doing that over and over again, and we never get any of the right answers. Or truth, I should say truth. And then later you find out stuff like with the Liberty. Now, the Palestinians and Arabs, backed by a number of council members, including Turkey, also called for Israel to lift the blockade on Gaza immediately, release the ships and humanitarian activists, and allow them to deliver their goods. They've arrested like over 700 people that were manning these four ships, 700, from nations all around the world. Now, I'm almost willing to bet that there's some Americans that were at least wounded in this. And our country will just throw them under the bus. Watch. Now, Assistant Secretary General Oscar Fernandez Taranco said in his briefing to the UN's most powerful body that the early morning bloodshed on Monday would have been avoided if repeated calls on Israel to end the counterproductive and unacceptable blockade of Gaza had been heeded. Now, if they want to stop to protect their borders, their legitimate borders, and not allow weapons to come into these terrorist groups, it's getting hot in here, then I'm all for Israel protecting their borders. It is open. I'm actually... Huh?
Shouldn't open the window.
It was hot before we opened the window. And on this side, it's cooler. But if they want to protect their borders, fine. But this was in international waters, and you can't forget that, because that's going to disappear over these next few weeks. They're going to make it sound like these ships were trying to land on the beach. Watch. Now, Turkey's foreign minister, Ahmet Davutoglu, that's a weird name for a Turk. Let's just say Turkey's foreign minister, whose country had been a longtime Muslim ally of Israel, called the raid banditry and piracy on the high seas and murder conducted by a state. Well, where's he been? Israel kills people all the time outside their borders. Sometimes it's legitimate. Sometimes you're going after people who killed a lot of folks in Israel. That's fine, too. I have no problem with that. But going after this, after a flotilla of supplies, even if they did have weapons on there, they could have just kept the ship from coming in. Boarding is piracy, period. Now, the draft next obtained by the Associated Press would have the council condemn the attack by Israeli forces in the strongest terms. I love how lame the UN is. And as a violation of international law, well, they're no new kids to that. Israel's always violating international law, just like the U.S. does. Express deep regret at the loss of life and call for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to undertake an independent international investigation to determine how the bloodshed took place and to ensure that those responsible would be held accountable and consider the issue of compensation. So they're already saying, just throw some money at us. We're gonna, you know, that's what it is. Yeah, I have no sympathy for either party or any of the parties in this. But it is another act of savagery by Israel, and I have to talk about it. People want to ignore it. People, you know, these end times folks, oh, we've got to restore Israel. We've got to restore Israel at any cost. That, you know, I just don't buy into that. Does that mean that we allow them to starve and kill children? We as Christian warriors have a higher standard of warfare and conducting warfare, but we're supposed to let the nation of Israel just walk away from godly war and let them bulldoze houses and, you know, shoot tourists. I've got tons of video that I could send you guys to where they keep committing war crimes and nobody cares about it. Now, the draft also calls on Israel to lift the blockade of Gaza immediately and release the ships and civilians in its holding. They're probably torturing them right now. Now, after statements from the 15 council members as well as Israel and the Palestinians, the council moved into closed consultation to consider possible action. This is where the negotiations take place. You're going to have the oys and the whatevers and the this and the dats, and the Muslims wanting money and outrageous compensation for it. Yeah, but they're not going to do justice in this way. That's why they're going into a closed session. There are no good guys in this on this level. Now, I want you to put yourself in that situation. You signed up for some humanitarian cause. You're a doctor or nurse or just a construction worker that wants to go in and bring water to some of the ghettos that have been created in the Gaza region by bombing and bulldozing and the ever-shrinking amount of area that the Israelis will allow a legitimate people to have a homeland. Right? And you go over there on a ship, and next thing you know, you got commandos landing on it with, their Krav Maga and their Galils and their Uzis, and they're demanding all these things that they have no right to in international waters. You're not in Israeli waters. Remember that. How are you going to react? Now, obviously, four shiploads of people had no problem with it. Now, let's say this fifth ship did have weapons on it. Why didn't they use them? I'm going to keep hitting that. Why didn't they use the weapons they had? I mean, they knew they were going to die. What do they care about public opinion? If they knew they had guns, why didn't they hightail it and run? Let the other four ships go in with the food and try and find another way to get the guns in. And those of you that want to go, oh, this is terrible, this is horrible, remember that the North did the exact same thing to the South in the War of Federal Aggression. Blockades are a coward's tactic. It kills women, children, and civilians, the elderly, non-combatants. Blockades are a coward's tool. Now, Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN observer, called the attack on unarmed civilians on board the foreign ships in international waters a war crime. I agree with that. And he declared that those fleets, one after the other, would be coming until the unethical blockade is put to an end and the suffering stops of our people. Now, I don't know why everybody wants to broad brush all these different groups. How many Palestinians are blowing up buildings in America? How many Palestinians are coming over here and opening up liquor stores? I have no beef with the Palestinian people. Now, if tomorrow Hamas or Hezbollah starts doing stuff here, that's a different story. So I'm trying to keep you folks from having knee-jerk reactions because of who the supposed aggressors are in this and who the victims are in this. You can't have preconceived conceptions on everything that happens. You have to be critical in how you look at this stuff. Now, France's UN ambassador, Gerard Araud, A-R-A-U-D, A-R-A-U-D, also called for an independent, credible investigation that meets international standards and the lifting of the Gaza blockade. Very reasonable, even from a Frenchman. But U.S. Deputy Ambassador Alejandro Wolf made no mention of an international probe, saying, this is how these Israeli apologists talk. We expect a credible and transparent investigation and strongly urge the Israeli government to investigate the incident fully. And I hope I have not offended anyone in the Knesset. Please. Benjamin Netanyahu, don't come beat me up, please.
On CNN, they're claiming Israelis had paintball guns.
They're saying the Israelis had paintball guns? Is that what somebody posted?
Yeah.
Who posted that? Yeah, that's just, yeah. Yeah, they went with less lethal and accidentally killed 9 people. How do you kill somebody with paintball guns?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, while the Palestinians and Turks insisted that those on the ships were humanitarian and human rights activists, Israel's deputy UN ambassador, Daniel Carmen, said this flotilla was anything but a humanitarian mission. Yeah. Just like the USS Liberty was anything but just an American ship. They thought it was, an Egyptian ship. Some activists... Why is this whole thing moving? Oh. Some activists have terrorist history, and its organizers support radical Islamic networks such as Hamas, which controls Gaza and refuses to recognize Israel's existence. Well, Israel refuses to acknowledge Gaza's existence. And I'm going to go a weird way on this. So you're not really going to understand. I'm going to maybe... Hopefully I can explain it so you understand it. The whole reason, the entire reason we have Islamofascism being used as a threat against the U.S., being used as the wolf in the woods to justify the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, trillions of dollars in debt, is because Israel continues to be a pilot light in what's soon to be a huge gas explosion in the Middle East. They knew Obongo was coming. Yeah, you remember that? Obama was going to come for his big Mideast peace summit. You know, every president that's doing terrible at home, what's he do? He finds some conflict, you know, the Irish and the English. You know, they always do it. You go back through every president. They always try to better their legacy by trying to bring some treaty that never lasts longer than the ink that it was, you know, was printed with. It fades. Obongo was going over there to do this, and the Israelis do not like Obongo. They probably said, I don't even care if there's guns on that ship. I don't even care if there's terrorists on the ship. Let's go instigate something. That's how Benjamin Netanyahu works. That's how the extreme parties in Israel work. We'll tell them, no new settlements. You know, the whole world will tell them this. And they'll go, what do? They bulldoze some homes and start building condos in the occupied territories. They're like that spoiled little three-year-old that goes, you don't tell me what to do. That's Israel. They're the spoiled child of America and the New World Order because they need the conflict to be heated up. My heart goes out to the children in both nations that are under attack, but the parties at war are nothing more than tools of the New World Order. So don't buy into it. Whether you're pro-Muslim or pro-Jew, it doesn't matter. Don't buy into this. As Israel continues to expand and to take land from another group of people, we're going to see this. Now, they already have, I think it's Syria, Egypt, and Turkey were actually Muslim nations that were supportive, if not willing to trade and be non-aggressive towards Israel. Well, that stuff's thrown out the window now. Protests are going on in every Arab country, in every non-Arab country. They're surrounding the Israeli consulates and demanding blood for this. Things were just too peaceful over there, right? Now a war could start over there. You're telling me that Iran and Turkey and all these other countries that are outraged over Israel being there now. Well, not Turkey, but, well, Turkey lost some people. I hopefully, you know, it's all Turks and no Americans that were shot and wounded or killed. You know, I care. I hold American lives a little higher. I'm sorry. I do, even if they're lefty do-gooders over there. There's a lot of Seventh-day Adventist doctors from Loma Linda that support this stuff. Just start the music when we get there, Lou, and slowly bring it up, and then we'll go to a break. So we cannot be like the left. We can't just automatically assume everything is as it appears in this. Maybe there's no good guys, but I can tell you this. The Israelis are definitely not the good guys. And a lot of people argue with me about that, especially the dispensationalists out there. It won't matter when everything kicks off, but I still think they're using Israel to keep that whole place boiling. That's what it is. So we're going to be back after this break, I'll give out the phone number. I want to hear what you think about this. Even if you differ with me on it. We're grown-ups. We can discuss it. We'll be right back.
Now, have you ever stopped to wonder why the world's in such a mess? Why there's so much mindless mayhem on the TV and the press? Why so many busy businessmen are snapping from the stress? And the rest of us are jogging from depression. Has it ever once occurred to you or ever crossed your mind that the problems of this nation are created by design? That no matter what they tell you, there's another bottom line, intertwined between the patterns of deception. Since our eyes were first opened and our ears began to hear, they've been herding us like cattle through our fantasies and fears. They move us through illusion and confusion of the mind, and by changing subtle meanings to the words between the lines. It's the news behind the news and the methods you can use. It's a blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols, the learned elders of Zion. They'll tell you it's a forgery, they'll tell you it's a fake, that some anti-Semite wrote it for the money that he'd make. It's been slanderized and demonized and labeled racist hate by the same who stake a claim to its creation. Now I'm not here to try to argue if it's false or if it's true. If the author was a
commie or the likes of you know who. What I'm really trying to tell you and to get across to you is it's a blueprint to the downfall of our nation. There's a cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. There's a road to communism. There's a global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control their destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. So if you ever get a chance to get a copy of your own, just remember not to ever leave it lying around your home. Cause you never know just where their snoopy news reporters roam. That might even be a friend or close relation. It's the cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. It's the source of communism. It's the global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control our destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Guns.
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's
all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bum. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an
emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Bring up my mic. My mic is up.
Oh, hello.
Here I am. Well, we're back for the second half hour, the first hour of 2 hours. So that would be the second half hour of 4 half hours, for those of you following along at home. And we're talking about a couple of things here. I'm going to give out the phone number. It's 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. And we're talking about two things. We're talking about piracy by Israel. We're talking about, and then maybe even a little extended, maybe three things here. How the New World Order is using the Israeli question, the dilemma of Israel surrounded by its haters, to further global warfare and terrorism. And secondly, if you've got any good Memorial Day stories, I'd like to know them. If you've got an aunt, an uncle, a father, a mother who died in warfare, or your favorite war story of someone you know that served this nation and gave their all, we'll talk about that too. So that's 559-561-8225. We can talk about that. Furthermore, I want to go on. And I'm going to continue to talk about this Israeli thing because it's just – it's amazing to me that it was pretty much predicted by everybody that Israel was going to pull something soon. I actually thought it was going to be attacking someone's sovereignty, going in, violating their territorial borders and bombing something with aircraft. The thought of piracy never crossed my mind. I didn't know about these flotillas coming in. To be honest with you, I didn't know about the blockade until this happened. I heard about it yesterday. They're like, confrontation on the Med. You know, what's Israel going to do? How are we going to deal with this? And I thought, oh, great. As soon as I heard that, I go, they're going to sink the ships. So maybe I had my knee-jerk reaction. But the good little Israeli Defense Forces didn't let me down. They did they shot some people. Now, they weren't unarmed civilians. Now, let's get clear about that. They were armed with clubs and knives. But up against, you know, whatever the latest equipment that the Mossad or commandos are using, it wasn't a fair fight. And I did, from the reading, I've read five or six different articles that, in fact, an Israeli soldier, a commando, a pirate, a high seas terrorist, was killed also. So that's why they opened fire. And we heard the one report that CNN is saying that the Israelis were using paintball guns. I mean, how did they kill nine people then with paintball guns? Hit them in the eye. They weren't wearing the mask. Yeah, they weren't on the payroll. So here we go. This is bloody Israeli raid on flotilla sparks crisis. Jerusalem, Israeli commandos. This is from AP, by the way. AP, it's 2 hours ago, 47 minutes. An Israeli Israeli commandos rappelled down to an aid flotilla sailing to thwart a Gaza blockade on Monday, clashing with pro-Palestinian activists on the lead ship in a botched raid that left at least nine passengers dead. At least nine. So here's the latest story I've got, and they're saying at least nine are dead aboard that ship. Bloodied passengers sprawled on the deck, and troops dived into the sea to save themselves during several hours of hand-to-hand fighting that injured dozens of activists and six soldiers. Hundreds of activists were towed from the international waters to Israeli detention centers and hospitals. This is no different than what Ethiopia does. Ethiopia, you know, who are the Somalians? The Somalian tire, they go out, get a ship, and then tow it back to their homeland. How is this any different?
BJ, who knows what might have happened since this went down? Half of those ships could be on the bottom by now.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, we don't even know. Well, I'm sure, you know, we know where they are by satellite photos, but we in the public, yeah, they could have sunk the ships. Who said that? Rocky Hill. They could have sunk these ships already. They've arrested 700. They said 80 of the people are cooperating. Those are probably the Israeli agents that were on the flotilla. Now, international condemnation was swift and harsh as Israel scrambled to explain how what was meant to be a simple takeover of a civilian vessel went so badly awry. And people are accepting this. A simple takeover of a civilian vessel in international waters. If this was any other nation, we'd be screaming. Hillary Clinton, the veins in her neck would be popping out. If Venezuela had done this, if Venezuela had popped out and stopped vessels going to Colombia, who they're having a secret border war with, and boarded these international ships, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Huh?
No different than Somalia.
Jack Sparrow was Jewish.
Jack Sparrow was Jewish.
Yeah, well, most pirates are Jewish. I mean, because that's who they're working for. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly canceled a planned meeting with President Barack Obama, no kidding, in Washington to rush home because he wanted to get in on it. The global reaction appeared likely to increase pressure to end an embargo that has plunged Gaza's 1.5 million residents deeper into poverty. Children and civilians are dying because of this. They're not getting medical aid. They're not getting food. They're not getting devices to make clean water. This is no different. Okay, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring up the Holocaust, folks. What the Germans did to the ghettos, the Warsaw Ghetto, different ghettos across Europe, that's what the Gaza Strip has become. It is a ghetto. You cannot justify a ban on medical aid. You cannot justify food and humanitarian. Now, if some weapons slip in, let them deal with it on their border, on their land border. They built a wall between them. Most of the information about what happened on the single ship where violence broke out came from Israel, which cut off all communication to and from activists and provided testimony and video evidence that its soldiers came under attack by activist arms again. Metal rods, knives, slingshots, and two pistols that they had taken from the troops. Does this sound like they were smuggling guns? Don't you think if these activists had just a boatload of AK-47s or M-16s, they would have cracked those open? Because they searched four other ships first. They had ample enough time to get into their cargo holds and get these supposed weapons that were on board there. I don't care who you are. You're not going to go, hey, I don't want to look bad in the media. I'm not going to use a gun. I'm going to go break off a table leg. I'm going to go get me a chunk of pipe. I'd rather die in battle than look bad and look like a terrorist. You know, and let them, you know, prove that, hey, we had guns on board. Now, passengers reached an Israeli hospital and journalists aboard the ship accused the soldiers of using excessive force. One passenger identified himself, here we go, as an American, said, I'm not violent. What I can tell you is that there are bruises all over my body. They won't let me show them to you, he said before he was pushed away by an Israeli security officer. So there you go. They're brutalizing Americans now. But it's okay. Israel gets to do whatever it wants. They're God's people. They're the chosen people. Yeah, that's why they decided to accept our Messiah, right? What is it Lou always says? The Jews do everything right. Except their religion. That's Lou's favorite catchphrase. Is that actually yours or did you steal that?
No, that's mine.
You actually came up with that? You should put that on a shirt.
Like their door-breaching technique, their weapons.
Yeah, their door-breaching techniques, their weapons. He's always studying Israeli military tactics on video and stuff. He says they do everything right except their religion. The Israeli confrontation was a nightmare scenario for Israel, which insisted its soldiers were simply unprepared for what awaited them on the Mavi Marmara, the ship carrying 600 of the 700 activists headed for Gaza. Instead of carrying their regular, this is the lie, automatic rifles, the Israelis said they went in with non-lethal paintball guns and pistols and they never expected to use them. Oy!
They just wanted to play.
They just wanted to have a nice game of paintball. Israel intercepted the six ships carrying some 10,000 tons of aid for the isolated seaside territory, which has been blockaded, illegal, by Israel for 3 years. Now, with Egypt's cooperation, they've been helping them. So this is not... Israel was helping them blockade. They're watching their border. So tell me, oh, they're surrounded by people who hate them. No. Egypt doesn't hate them. They're actually helping them blockade. Now, the Israeli government had urged the flotilla not to try to breach the blockade before the ship set sail from waters off Cyprus on Sunday and offered to take some of the aid for them. Yeah, right. It ended up on the black market. Israel has allowed ships through five times but has blocked them from entering Gaza waters since a three-week military offensive against Gaza's Hamas rulers in 2009. Now, those of you that don't know, haven't been following along at home, the Hamas government was elected by the Palestinian people in an internationally observed legal vote. They were allowed to choose their rule. Just like I don't like the Chinese communists, but the people there continue to tolerate it, right? They voted Hamas in. And it was observed by everybody from Jimmy Carter to, you know, whatever celebrities went over there for all that stuff, Amnesty International.
Sean Penn
was probably there helping out. They're meddling in a legally recognized by everybody but the U.S. and Israel state. Now, key regional ally, Turkey, withdrew its ambassador on Monday. The U.N. Security Council held an emergency session. The British Foreign Secretary demanded an end to the blockade of Gaza. And Jordan, I'm sorry, I was saying Syria. It's Jordan called for Israel's raid, called it a heinous crime. Now, of course, Al Jazeera, which is as bad as CNN, everything you take from them is going to be highly tainted too. Delivering a report before Israel cut communication, said Israel fired at the vessel before boarding it. In one web posting, a Turkish television reporter on the boat cried out, "These savages are killing people here. Please help." A broadcast that ended with a voice shouting in Hebrew, "Everybody shut up." They sure learned a lot from these Nazis, didn't they?
Lethal paintball?
Lethal paintball, yeah. They're killing people with paintball. Speaking alongside the Canadian Prime Minister, Netanyahu expressed regret for the loss of life, but said the soldiers had to defend themselves, defend their lives, or they would have been killed. What were they doing on a foreign ship in open water? So that's like saying a man who breaks in your front door, who takes an axe to your wife and children, was just defending himself because your wife and children grabbed a kitchen knife to defend themselves. Or he shoots them in the face. He has no right to be on your property. Ships are national territory. And whatever, earlier reports said that these were flagged Turkish ships. What would Israel do if Turks in the Mediterranean boarded one of their ships? They'd probably use a low-yield nuke on Istanbul. Or excuse me, on Ankara.
Constantinople.
Yeah, Constantinople. Activists said Israel Naval Commando stormed the ship after ordering them to stop in international waters. See, that's not disputed. A spokesman for the Free Gaza Movement, which organized the flotilla, said the group's goal, beyond just bringing supplies to the impoverished territory, was to shatter the blockade. Okay, so they kind of knew what they were getting into. What we're trying to do is open a sea lane between Gaza and the rest of the world, Greta Berlin said in Cyprus. We're not trying to be a humanitarian mission. We're trying to say to the world, you have no right to imprison 1.5 million Palestinians. And I agree with that. Israel's international image had already taken a beating from allegations that it committed war crimes during the 2008-2009 winter war in Gaza, and from widespread global opposition to the blockade. Hamas has also accused of rights violations throughout the conflict. It's like, it reminds me of being in high school, and Israel is like that star blonde athlete. It does all the sports. Everybody does his homework for him. He gets to pick on the little kids. He can be late for class. He can use tobacco products whenever he wants. I'm thinking of a guy in particular in my high school, by the way. And as soon as he like beats up on somebody, the principal's, "Yeah, but it's the sports star." Yeah, oh, he was probably attacked. Favoritism, yeah, and he grew up to be the Prime Minister of Israel. No, actually, he grew up to get jaw cancer, and they had to remove his jaw. I remember this guy. I'm trying to remember his name. He was a professional basketball player. He came from the town I grew up in, and they let this guy do whatever he wanted. I think he even got away with a couple date rapes, to be honest with you. I can't prove that, so I won't say his name now, but he did things like that, and that's what we're doing to Israel. It's like, oh, but he's so nice and he's so good for everything. He's our only democratic ally. That's what Israel is. They're the only democracy in the region. So we'll let them do whatever they want. Now, Turkey's NTV network showed activists beating one commando with sticks as he landed on the deck. Good for them. Dr. Arnon Efek, deputy director of Kaim Sheba Medical Center outside Tel Aviv, said two commandos were brought in with gunshot wounds. Another had serious head wounds. Well, they already admitted they took two guns off the first guys. They're saying they brought paintball guns, but yet they were able to get real guns and shoot. I mean, kind of weird.
Lethal paintball.
They froze the paintball guns. Yeah, it's one of those illegal conversions that the ATF was talking about. You can do with paintball guns and stuff.
Airsoft.
Now, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of Palestine, he's an Abbas member, condemned the Israeli massacre and declared 3 days of mourning across the West Bank. Now, Ismail Haniyeh of the rival Hamas government in Gaza condemned the brutal Israeli attack and called the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to intervene. After nightfall, Hamas-linked militants fired a rocket that exploded in Israel. The militants and the Israeli military said nobody was hurt. The militants said the rocket attack was in response to Israelis' raid on the flotilla. Let's look at this. Let's look at a measured response here. They go on board a ship and machine gun people because they're shooting these cartouche rockets that don't really kill anybody. I'm not saying it's okay for them to shoot rockets in the civilian neighborhoods. Don't get me wrong. But rather than locate where the rocket came from and seek out these militants, they go on board a ship and shoot. They're basically just protesters. They're probably a bunch of hippies. You know, and there's no love lost between the Dutch Jones Show and hippies. I mean, okay? You know, the smell of burning Birkenstocks doesn't, you know, it actually makes me feel good. But a blockade is a blockade is a blockade is a blockade. But just because Israel does it, it's okay. It's fine. You know, they're going to come up with different – they didn't even come up with a different word for it. Most nations try and say, oh, it's an intervention. You know, we're doing all these things. It's sanctions. But a blockade is illegal, folks. And they were even beyond their blockade boundaries. Am I being redundant? You need to call in. I want to know what you think of this. 559-561-8225. I spent all this time hooking this phone up, and nobody wants to call. Don't know. You don't go – nobody pick up your phone. Yeah, it's like, make sure – yeah, I can hear it. Bring it up. See, hear that, people? Okay, take it down. That's the droning tone of loneliness. My phone is sad because you won't call in. Like I said, you can call in about this, the Palestinian-Israeli question in general, or any memories you have of Memorial Day. Otherwise, we're coming up on the top of the hour. We're going to switch over to Liberty Tree Radio. And as soon as we're done, we're going to run out and go to the pastor's house for hamburgers and kosher hot dogs. We don't eat kosher. We don't eat kosher. So, but I'm real curious as to what you folks think about this. I'm not reading the chat room because I can't do two things at once. You know, my bubble gum will get stuck in my hair. You go up here and see. I'm getting emails on it, though. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Most people just say, oh, it's unfair. Those terrorists probably had guns on the ship. I don't even say who sent me that. ABC News is saying that it you know, they were defending themselves. I just can't get beyond the fact that they're ignoring the fact this is piracy. Only, you know, of course Al Jazeera is going to bring it up, but
maybe they just wanted to borrow a cup of tea.
Yeah, they're just coming by to borrow a cup of tea. Well, probably a cup of sugar. Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't get a cup of tea. You don't borrow a cup of tea. Of course, that would be more convenient. You wouldn't have to make. Can I just have a cup of tea, please?
I was thinking a cup of sugar.
Instead of, can I borrow a tea bag, some sugar, a little cup, and some hot water? Let's see, somebody sending me, oh, now I'm getting emails about how bad the Muslims are. We already know, you're not going to get any argument there for me on how bad Muslims are, okay? But does that mean that, you know, they get to violate the law? Should we violate the law to fight our terrorist enemies here in America, even if they are propped up by the New World Order? No. We have a higher calling to perform our duties as Christian soldiers.
Dutch, do you have any news about of the states along the Gulf of Mexico?
Evocation? Oh, are you talking about Bongo coming in and declaring everything a national? Someone who asked that question?
Marlon.
Yeah, there's some rumors going around that they're going to declare kind of a regional disaster, which is another way of saying martial law. The federal government's going to come in and take over the cleanup stuff from British Petroleum because they said they clogged the hole and they stopped the leak. They didn't. So it's just, you know, maybe that's the goal, is to come in and to take control of the financial and environmental economic disaster that's been man-made down there.
Where are the protesters?
Yeah, where, you know, that's something funny. You mentioned that. You don't see a lot of protesters down there. And whatever – what is that? We're hearing like a jet fly. Oh, it's something somebody emailed me. Okay, let me get this off here. I'm like, I just heard like a – sounded like a – yeah, let me get rid of that. Yeah, suicide bombers. Somebody's saying, oh, it's going to make more suicide bombers. You don't see protesters. You're not seeing – remember when Exxon Valdez occurred?
Yeah.
The protesters out there, you know, the flotillas of ships, you know, demanding stuff. You're not seeing, like, hordes of people on the beach either cleaning anything.
That was a Republican in office?
Yeah. Yeah, if it was a Republican, there'd be, you know, Greenpeace would be out there, you know, throwing stink bombs. Well, they are complaining a little bit about the agents that they're using to top clean it off the top of the water. I guess that's killing more stuff than the oil. So, you know, it's, you know, not to change the subject here, but you guys don't seem interested in the, you know, the world coming to an end. So we'll move on to something a little more domestic, because, you know, I'm here to please the listeners. But yeah, this whole Gulf thing, you know, destroying the economy, seizing control. You know, they thought, hey, you know, Katrina was great. Look what we got away with in Katrina. Hello, who am I talking to?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel. What do you want to talk about?
Well, the shooting of Jerry Kane and his son.
You know, I've been waiting to talk about that. Why don't you go ahead? We talked about it a little bit, about the pastor and his son that were executed. They were in the Sovereign Movement. Why don't you go ahead? They get tired of me saying the same thing. You probably know a little bit more than I do. Go ahead and share with us.
Well, they were... This is an act of domestic terrorism, but, you know, the disturbing part, it's coming out that it was probably came from the top, because Jerry was so effective at stopping foreclosures. He, you know, they were saying he had unorthodox methods, but you know what? I was reading some of his stuff. He knew every detail that the bank was supposed to have.
Right.
And guess what they never have? Every detail they're supposed to have.
Right. And for those that don't know, he was accused of, bank fraud and loan fraud.
Yeah, but
why would you send the task?
Only in the media.
Right. They never filed any charges.
Everything he did was absolutely right on. There wasn't anything illegal about it.
Yeah, or else they would have just civilly gone after him.
But people are lack the understanding of what the banks are doing with these foreclosures. How during the Bush years, all of this deregulation. Actually, it started with Clinton.
Right.
And maybe even a little bit before that was Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
Where they started the deregulation. They said, oh, government's too big. We're going to deregulate. Well, nobody realized what the privatization meant.
Well, we're gonna go to a break here. We're going to switch over to Liberty Tree Radio here in a couple minutes. Why don't you stay on the line, Melody, through the break, and I'll get the listener up to date, because a lot of people don't know about this, because it's kind of on a media embargo, and then we can talk more about it. So go ahead. We'll be right back after this. Bring down everything but the music, Lou, and bring up the music. We'll be right back, and we're going to be on Liberty Tree Radio in about a minute and a half.
Helpless mothers watch the blood fall from their heads. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire.
Not for them a judge or jury, or indeed a crime at all. Being Irish means they're guilty, so they're guilty one and all. Round the world a truth will echo, Cromwell's men are here again. England's name again is sullied in the eyes of honest men.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire.
Proudly march behind our banner, proudly march behind our men. We will have them free to help us build a nation once again. On the people stand together, proudly marching on your way. Never fear and never falter, till the boys come home to stay.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire.
New world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order. A new world order.
Attention.
Government is the problem.
This is an emergency. Repeat.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
That's Joe's
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, and we are back. Is that at a good level there, Lou? Yeah, bring it up a little bit more. Bring it up about two-thirds. There you go. I'm Dutch Jones, and we're back on You Broadcast, and now we're new on Liberty Tree Radio. So we're here on Liberty Tree. That's fine. We're on Liberty Tree Radio, and we come to you Monday through Friday through You Broadcast on my website, dutchjones.tk, and Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on Liberty Tree Radio, and we're glad to be here. Now, for the last half hour, I've been pontificating about Israeli pirates killing 9 civilians in the high seas outside their territorial waters in an illegal blockade. And we're switching a little bit now. We're going to talk about American pirates gunning down American citizens in Memphis, Tennessee. Father and son, the Canes, who are on their way home to Clearwater, Florida. Jerry Cain is, and I'm gonna kind of generalize here a little bit because the facts are sparse. I have on the phone Melody Gillespie from Mel's Bar and Grill, who is another radio show on another network, but we cross pollinate here. So I'm gonna have her here in a minute. But Jerry and his son, they go around the country teaching people the law, the real law, about how contracts and how the banks work and all that. And they were executed in a Walmart parking lot. And you're not hearing a lot about it in the media. In fact, the only way I get it is by looking locally in Florida and Memphis on their news agencies. The son was 14 or 15 years old. Supposedly they had killed some snipers, some police snipers, but there's no video of it. There's no evidence of it. There weren't any arrest warrants issued. They were just gunned down. So, Melody, why don't you take it from there and tell us what you know about it?
Well, the news media, first of all, called them Mexicans and drug runners, and there was reportedly a whole bunch of drugs in their car, found in their car.
Right.
And then the next news flash was they were white supremacists.
Yeah.
And his van was, the license plate was registered with a white supremacist church in Ohio that was defunct.
Right.
Funny thing of it was, when the videos of the news media took pictures of them being gunned down in their van.
Yeah.
The license plates was disturbingly missing. There was no license plate on it at all.
Right. Yeah, they were in a white minivan, and it says they were pulled over in Memphis along I-40, and they stopped and called for backup because, you know, they figured out who they were, I guess, within minutes. Reports indicate that Evans was being wrestled to the ground by one of the suspects, and gunfire from a long gun and a handgun targeted both policemen. And then a call went out, officer down. But there's no evidence of any of that that we know of.
No, no one's come through with the transmission tapes or transmission recordings or transmission logs. Nobody's come forth with the video cam of the police officers that were shot. And it had to be a surprise to the chief of police because apparently it was his son that was gunned down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, early reports say that his son did all the shooting and he took out these snipers from a distance and it didn't seem right. It was just too hinky. Now, I found Interstate 40, for those of you that don't know, Homeland Security and Department of Justice and... what's the drug one? The DEA are saying that Interstate 40 is a known corridor for drug smugglers. I got stopped 3 times along that in a Winnebago and searched for drugs in several states. They'll pull over anything just to sniff around to see what they can get. And there's no evidence that they had any drugs.
Especially if it's a license plate from out of state.
Yeah.
Those southern states, Arkansas, Mississippi and Missouri and Alabama, they're infamous for harassing out-of-state motorists and taking their vehicles. So what is disturbing about the story is...
Well, it's all disturbing.
Is Jerry and his son, 16-year-old son...
16.
...and their family dogs with his child and wife's remains in the car are motoring along, and they're pulled over, and they decide to shoot these police officers, and instead of heading for the state border, they go to Walmart.
Exactly. I'm like, why did they go to Walmart? You know, they were out of ammo and heard there was a special? You know, they wanted to buy wigs or something? I don't know. It just, like with all these stories, Cooper and You know, everybody that's been murdered by the government in the last several decades on this cause, they don't even try to make up a good story because they figure the 90% of the sheep are going to swallow it. You know,
and you know, the trouble is most of them have. They go, he hated government. He was anti-government extremist.
Yeah.
And who helped people not lose their house.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah.
And everybody says, well, if you borrowed the money, you owe it, you should pay it. But nobody wants, understands that if the banks are out there selling the note, which is your property, you signed it, it's your signature, they're out there selling it, then what they sell it for should be ledgered against your account.
Yeah.
And the banks aren't doing that. They're what they're doing is converting the notes into securities. So what they're doing is going from Article 3 security,
yeah,
which is non-negotiable, to an Article 2 security, which is negotiable. They're selling them, keeping the proceeds, and then going after
the defaulted
the
owner.
Individuals.
Yeah.
And basically what they're doing is taking bets. They have what they call futures, I guess.
Yeah.
These companies are taking bets on which ones are going to foreclose, you know, first.
Right. So he was going around the country teaching people of this fraud and ways to get out of it, to legally oppose this type of illegal tactic by the banks. And the bankers, of course, the bankers, you know who they are, were getting angry, and they basically put a price on this man's head for it. Now, in the county that he's from, or the county of Ohio, Clark County, Ohio, the sheriff there named Gene Kelly, of all names, not the dancer, the tyrant, said he issued a warning to law enforcement about Kane back in 2004 after Kane informed a judge that the system was trying to enslave him when they sentenced him to 6 days of community service for driving with expired license plates, no seatbelt, and when he claimed to be a free man and all that kind of stuff. That infuriates the tyrants when you tell them, no, I am a free man, I'm not bound by your kangaroo admiralty court. And since 2004, I think they just put a price on this guy's head.
That's what it appears. Sources from outside the country, I guess, that contacted Mrs. Kane and told her that and had videos,
yeah,
showing that there were snipers,
yeah,
that set these people up.
Now, if you want to, for the people listening at home or wherever you're listening, you can go to HTTP, the two dot things. What is that?
Colon
/// privateaudio.homestead.com /Jerry-NJoe-Kane-Memorial-HTML. Or just, you can just Google it. But they've got some nice pictures of him up here. You know, he and his son look like good, upstanding Americans. They're throwing stuff out there saying, oh, he had multiple DUIs. And they're just defaming this dead man's character to cover up for what they did. And if he was doing something illegal, in, you know, by training people to do something, then why didn't they just issue civil cases against him? Issue a summons and have somebody come knock on his door and tell him to appear. Why would they send out a task force of armed thugs? There was something going on here that they didn't want America to learn about.
Yep. So. And the press attacked his wife as not... just being a friend with a benefit, basically.
Yeah.
But people don't understand that in the general laws, like in California, general laws, it says a marriage license is required for marriages of mixed races.
Yeah, that's how it started. It was segregation.
That's the only time eugenics. It's required.
Right. You had to appear before the county magistrate to prove that both people were of the same race. It was brought to you by the same people that brought you Planned Parenthood, eugenics.
And other than that, the government has no authority over who joins together.
Right.
In a common union.
And I don't know if I've shared that with our Liberty Tree Radio people, but Stacy and I were married, it'll be in October, it'll be 2 years, 2 years ago in October, on Reformation night here at the church. The pagans call it Halloween. We were married, and we do not have a county, state, municipal license. We filled out our family Bible. It was witnessed and signed by members of our church. Our pastor signed it, and we are married. We take that family Bible to the bank. We take it wherever we need to go, and it's legal documentation. So at least here in California, they know that we are allowed to be married without a state license. I won't render unto Caesar that type of authority. It goes to the church, to God. And but just to share that little bit there. Well, Melody, I want to do a bigger show on this. I've got emails out to family members that I found, but nobody wants to. I guess they're just being inundated with requests. But it's just too shaky. So again, you know, it's and see, the boy's name was Jerry. Is that right? No, Joe. Joe was the boy, and more and more, this looks like the Patriots are not allowed to use Interstate 40. Let's pretty much come to that conclusion. If you travel Interstate 40, and you so much as swerve a little bit, and they find out you're a Patriot, a sovereign citizen, a separatist, whatever, it's pretty much it's piracy on the high seas. That's why I made that comment in the opening that you got Jewish pirates in the Mediterranean, and now we have American pirates along America's interstates. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Melody?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Why don't you tell people where they can hear your show is it Talk Shoe?
Yeah, talkshoe.com. It's Mel's Bar and Grill. And if you type that in as all one word, it'll come up. And I'm also on the realpublicradio.net.
Okay.
On Sundays and Tuesdays, Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m., and I talk about hardcore procedure and law.
Okay.
And on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m., I discuss understanding bank foreclosures. So I knew it. When I looked over Jerry's stuff, I knew he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he apparently saved over 100 homes.
Yeah, well, that's why. He was effective. So, okay.
Exactly.
Okay, Melody, once we get our bandwidth stuff solved, we'll have you up on new broadcast more often, too. So thanks for calling in. I appreciate you contributing.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Again, another example of how we are the modern-day campfire. That was a story out of left field, but it was something that's been on my heart. I think I've mentioned it a couple times. And if you have something you want to talk about, the phone number is 559-561. 8225 559 561 8225. Stacy got an email on her Facebook page that somebody went and defamed the Georgia Guidestones. Now, those of you that don't know what the Georgia Guidestones are, it's in Georgia. It's kind of like American Stonehenge. It's where in several different languages some Jesuit or Rosicrucian Catholic paid to have these stones engraved with the New World Order plan for world domination, basically. I'm oversimplifying, but just Google the Georgia Guidestones. But somebody, I always say, you people in Georgia, man, if I was there, I'd be doing something to bring them down.
2 years ago, there was a...
Yeah, we've had people come and speak on it. We've had people teach on it up here. I heard about it years ago and was just infuriated. They want to get the level of population of the earth down to 500,000 so they can use it as slaves. And it's poorly done. I mean, there's even some poor grammar. They converted it like Russian and a couple other languages. But somebody spray painted it, you know, death to the New World Order, you know, Obama is a Muslim, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'm glad to see somebody's at least acting out there. Of course, they probably did it to themselves, but no one maintains it or anything. They don't know who – the guy who came in was secretive. His name was R.C. Christian, I think. He signed it, and it supposedly stood for Rosicrucian, and You know, for those of you that are, you know, anti-papist, there's a whole little mystery thing there you can look into. But somebody defamed it. I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm on the Jerry and Joe Kane Memorial Guest Book. So they're asking for comments or asking for donations. So just Google Jerry and Joe Kane murdered by police and find a way to get to the page. And, you know, if you want to help them out, there's going to be a lot more of these. I mean, there's going to be a whole lot more of these murders. There's only 23 hits on this page, and it was set up today. Oh, wow, that's timely. It was set up May 31st, 2010. There's had 23 hits. I got to squint.
Today's May 31st. You said May 23rd.
May 31st. May 31st, and there's 23 hits. I have visual dyslexia, so that's what's happening there. So let me – oh, man, I lost my – I got off of Yahoo. So – anyway, we'll see more cases of these, more names to go onto the wall of memorial, because this is a war. This is the war of federal aggression, second war, continued war, however you want to look at it. And the Canes, father and son, are men that gave their lives in the cause. It's kind of fitting that we're talking about it today. So we can sit here all day long and try to deny away or ignore the fact that they are warring on their own people and that they're killing us. Nations across the country. Yeah, let me do that. I can do that. Let me do this. I will post it in there. Highlighting. Ed asked me if I could post it in the chat room. Copy. Let me go over here. Do you broadcast? Let me put it in here. Thanks for bringing that up. I didn't even think about doing it. Here you go. So here's some more. There's a couple there. So yeah, and Rocky Hill put some stuff in there, some good stuff in there. You know, I don't know everything about this father and son duo, but I do know that the United States government, state governments, county governments, do not have the right to murder you over civil issues. They do not have the right to murder you because you disagree with laws and the constitutionality. They have the right to put you to death if you're a murderer, child molester, rapist, those types of things. You know, in the old days, if you stole a horse, but they stopped doing that. And it just disgusts me that so many people don't want to get to the point where they realize this is going to continue. So many people, you know, Gordon Call, Cooper, Ruby Ridge, the Weavers, all those folks in the church in Waco, you know, the people in the Oklahoma City bombing building, because we, you know, that was, I believe that was a federal sting, you know, instigated that John Doe's 2 and 3 were actually FBI or whatever. They're going to continue to kill us, folks. And most of America wants to sit back and just, I call it the Serengeti effect, or, you know, the desert, the African desert or African grasslands. You know, as long as they only take one or two from the herd at a time, we'll tolerate the lions, the leopards, the hyenas. As long as they only take one or two every so often, it's the circle of life. As long as they only kill those patriots over there. We may not agree with the free men of Montana. We may not agree with these sovereign law people. I don't even understand a lot of it, to be honest with you. We may not agree with racial separatists up in Idaho that just want to be left alone. We may not agree with what they're calling now neo-Confederates. But let me tell you something. We're all in the crosshairs of the same evil tyranny that's sweeping the globe. And when they kill a father and son in a Walmart parking lot, well, that's weird that the hit counter is higher, Ed. Yeah, on mine it just says 23. I'm looking at it right now.
40, same thing on mine, too.
Let's see. Let me go back to the bottom of the page. No, I'm talking about, I don't know, I'm talking about this one for, yeah, that's weird. Huh. Well, good to know that my computer's got a glitch in it. Okay, no, when you go to the sign the guest book, guys, when you go to sign the guest book to give your condolences, that's the one that says 23. I see, I'm going to the bottom of the page, 46,172. So, yeah, you guys are right. But when they can just snatch up nine Hutari people, when they can do random roadblocks at night for so-called DUI checkpoints in residential neighborhoods and take in 60, 70 vehicles because they don't have license, their license renewed, or their plate's out of date. Or, you know, and they only do two or three DUI arrests. What is that? It's a complete violation of everything that is American. So we can't ignore these things. I mean, you people read the, oh, good, they got some drunk drivers last night. I'm glad to have them off the streets. If they really want to get drunk drivers off the streets, why don't they set up outside every, you know, go to where the bars are and bust them there. Right? If it's really about drunk driving, it's just like if the speed limit is really about safety, why aren't we all driving 28 miles an hour? No, it's not about safety. Speed limits are about revenue generation. Laws now in America are not about protection. They're about restriction. They're about revenue generation. No longer is it life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are gone. You have no rights to any of those. Your only right is to get up in the morning and to go to the widget factory and produce and perform a duty for 8 hours a day or some overtime so that they can skim your pay. And then you jump in your car that belongs to the state because it's got license plates on it, and you pay the tax, you pay the fees. That's all they are, is taxes. They're extortion. So you don't have to worry, like, oh, my tag's the wrong color this year. They're going, oh, no. And you got two choices. You can fight them like these sovereign law people are doing. You can fight them like these free men are doing and pay the price. Actually, you got three choices. You can become an outlaw, fabricate phony plates, do all that kind of stuff. Or three, you can bow down to them and play their game. Which is it you're going to do? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of got one foot in the sovereign law thing, one foot in the outlaw thing. And then a fourth one is I avoid them whenever possible. When I leave this church property, it's as if I'm going deep into Nazi Germany undercover. I'm an SAS or, you know, American intelligence spy, and I'm going within enemy territory. I'd rather be an American than a Brit, yeah. Ugh, I don't like the English, you know. I know we've got some English listeners, but that's a socialist nation. Yeah, that island, you know, I'm still the Irish and the Scotsman, you know. The Welsh, not so much, but I like the Scotsman and the Irishman. Welsh, what do the Welsh do? I don't know. What do they do? Do they make the jelly, or is that Welch's? They're just Welsh. It's like the Belgians. What do they do? What do the Belgians do? A bunch of waffle heads. I don't know what the Belgians do, Olympics. I don't know. Jean-Claude Van Damme, that's about it. What's wrong?
Belgium, no, there's something that...
Thank you. Okay, folks, those of you that want to help us out but get something for it, which is no problem with that. We, huh?
I thought DJ was FBI.
No, yeah, that's right. According to Nicholas Arthur, I'm FBI. On eBay, Stacy has an account. Get ready, get your crayons and your paper sacks ready. I'm going to give you Stacy's eBay account if you're looking for a water filter. We've had a lull in sales. Stacy just put a bunch of the water filters up. You need them. You need them, folks. We're getting closer to that day.
And they're really good.
And they're really good. Sawyer brand water filters. We'll play a commercial coming up here in 6 minutes. But here's how you find Stacy on eBay. Stacy on eBay. It is Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, 4986. There is no space in that. S-T-A-C-I-E, 4986. S-T-A-C-I-E, 4986 on eBay, and you will see she has several Sawyer brand water filters up. You buy these, we make $10 to $15 on the sale. That's it. Well, it depends on the filter, huh?
Yeah.
You might make $20 somewhere. But that money goes directly to this ministry, directly to it. So
put it in the chat room.
You just put it in the chat room. Thank you. And we stopped selling them on eBay for a while because we ended up getting charged for advertising more than we were making. I don't know what we did wrong. I don't know if our friend is in there, you know, Batfag's in there. He's like a master at this stuff. Someday we need to sit down on the phone with him and have him explain to us how to make money on eBay, because we just seemed to – we were making like $5 profit after we paid for the eBay advertising.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
So, but folks, we're kind of getting a little scattered here. This is Memorial Day. We're coming up on the break here. One thing that I wanted to bring up that I mentioned the last hour, Memorial Day is not to honor our soldiers fighting overseas. It is not to honor our men in blue, our men in red, the firemen. Well, they're not in red, but they drive the red fire trucks, or our emergency services personnel. Media is just pounding, oh, remember the men in Iraq and the women in Iraq. Memorial Day was specifically started by the Confederacy following the War of Northern Aggression, the War of Federal Aggression, and it was called Decoration Day, when they would go out and decorate the gravestones of the fallen Confederate soldiers. And then soon afterwards, the Northerners, like they always do, stole the idea and said it was theirs.
Of course.
And it has always been to honor war dead. And, you know, and I thank you folks that called me and said, hey, thank you for your service today. I got a couple calls, a bunch of emails, knowing that I'm a combat veteran, saying, hey, thanks. And I said, it's not about me. I survived. I didn't pay the eternal price. I didn't give all. You know, I was one of the fortunate ones. Well, there's a lot more of us than there are the dead ones, especially from what I was involved in. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. We must not change our memorials. They dumb down everything, just like President's Day. And they give us all these other corporate holidays that mean nothing. People care more about going to the lake on these three-day weekends than they do for acknowledging what it is really about. The Bible teaches us, do not forget the monuments and landmarks of our forefathers. It is a commandment. So I had one of our listeners, I don't know if he's in there, Steve from Southern California. He was going to go to the graveyard today and decorate gravestones. That's awesome. Now, today, we didn't do that. We worked today, but yesterday, we had a joint sermon where we honored the war dead. We prayed for the war dead. We played at the end of the service while we were praying. We played that song, All Gave Some Gave All. Who sang that? You didn't look at the CD?
No, it was just a burn.
Oh, it was a burn CD, yeah. And we talked about the sacrifice, the history. And we talked about today, you know, and I still pray for the men and women that are losing their lives in these corporate wars for oil overseas. It's sad that our soldiers go into things thinking they're in a just fight and are serving their country. So I'm not going to condemn them. I mean, even World War II and World War I, there can be some arguments. But the fact of it is, we must remember the sacrifice of all soldiers in every war. Those folks that didn't come home in one piece. They came home in little bags, metal coffins, wooden boxes, depending on the period, and or unknown across battlefields that people have forgotten the names of. You know, I remember Fort A.P. Hill, Virginia. We got a call that they found some bodies, and they called in the homicide team. And, of course, the MPs had to go up and set up a perimeter. And next thing I know, they said, we're calling for an archaeologist to come down from, not Fort Leonard, Fort... Oh, I can't remember the name of it now. Not Quantico. Yeah, it was Quantico. They wanted a forensic pathologist to come down. And it turned out we found a mass grave from the Civil War, from a Battle of the Wilderness. There were 30 or 40 skeletons in this thing.
Ed said it's probably Ray Bolts.
Ray Bolts. That sounds right. Ray Bolts for that song. Thank you, Ed. We don't have it, do we?
No.
We should have played it on the going out here. But it turned out that it was Northerners and Southerners. What had happened during the Battle of the Wilderness, they don't know who did it, the North or the South, or just an accident. Somebody set fire, or some way a fire was set in the woods there in Virginia, and it encircled the battlefield. So the men dropped their weapons and began fighting the fire, both sides, North and South. They died in huddled masses, probably from smoke inhalation. We found Northern and Confederate buttons in the same holes, skulls side by side. You know, what happened was some National Guardsmen were digging fighting positions, and about 3 feet below the surface they found these things. And so it's sad. It's very sad. Okay, go ahead and roll. We'll be back right after this break. What are you doing, Luke? Too many fingers. Go ahead, play it.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years, in the missionary fields, and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
All for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Heyo, Dutch Jones here. Here on Memorial Day 2010, May 31st, 2010. We have the phone back up. I literally just ran a 150-foot phone cord. I took, after Ed's advice that Cat 5 cord works, I just put a little phone junction box on the end of one and then hooked the other one to the wall clear across the building, because none of the phone jacks on this side of the building work. We think mice or rats or bats chewed through the wires. That's a common problem. Oh, the phone number to call in would be 559-561-8225. I've got a length in the phone cord. Get your phone, Lou. 559-561-8225. You don't need to call in. You can just come over. We don't have a mic for Lou. We got to get another mic plugged in, but we're having problems with the soundboard. It only takes three inputs instead of four. It's a four-pot board. It only takes three. Now, I don't know how many people who listen to me and may be surprised that I watch this show I'm going to bring up, South Park. A lot of people say it's one of the most vilest shows on television. What I like about South Park is that they will insult anyone. They are unabashedly insulting to everyone. I get mad when they make fun of Christianity, but then they also support Christianity. They attack Jews, but then they also I know at least one of the writers is Jewish. Yeah, so they're always doing controversial stuff. I love it when they make fun of Barbara Streisand and celebrities and Tom Cruise. They keep accusing Tom Cruise of being a sodomite. I love that stuff. Well, those of you that don't know, there's a big controversy with Viacom, who controls Comedy Central, which runs South Park. Another reason I like it, South Park, Colorado. I actually went to college, the same college that the two writers went. I never met them. I don't know them. But I went to the same college. I think I was a year ahead of them or something, or a year behind them. I just missed them anyway. But we share the same alma mater. And they had a controversial show where they were going to show Muhammad. Because people have been killed for drawing pictures of Muhammad. They thought that was just, why does that religion get special dispensation and Americans bend over backwards and American television will not show an image of Muhammad? So they did this little cartoon thing. They had all the major religions. They had Jesus. They had Buddha. They had Krishna.
They had Moses.
And they had dreidel.
No,
yeah.
He was
a big dreidel. Moses was portrayed as a big dreidel. And anyway, so all the thing, you know, but they didn't really do it. And instead, they showed Santa Claus in a big bear suit.
Well, they showed him,
but it was censored.
Yeah,
the big censored black thing. And they were, you know, and then, of course, they said the Times Square bomber may have been a retaliation to that because Viacom was right there. However, there was a big move on Facebook, which I'm on, and it was like, let's have Draw Muhammad Day to protest censorship by this evil religion in a nation where it's not even supposed to be here. This is a Christian nation. So, of course, I encouraged all my friends to do it. And I actually, I can't find what I did with it, but I got a picture of a cat turd and just put a turban on it and said, here's Muhammad. I figured I'd compromise a little. I wouldn't actually draw Muhammad, but I would express myself, you know, a little cat turd, and then do it. And there were some funny ones. They put Muhammad's face on a dog, on the butt of a dog. I was getting a big laugh out of it. Now, granted, if somebody had done that to Jesus, I'd probably say, let's shoot him. No, I'm just kidding. I would be upset by it. But, okay, we got a call. Go ahead.
Hey, Dutch.
Yep. Who's this?
Well, I can't hardly hear you. Is that all the volume you have?
Yeah, that's funny because everybody else could hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, where are you calling from? Who's this? Sounds different
this
to me.
This is David.
Oh, okay. We switched the type of phone we're using so you sound different. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, my thought is, again, I called you last week on this Cain and you brought it up again. You still ain't told the people who these people are.
Well, that's why I said, if you were listening, I said I want to learn more about them before I
share
it with
them. I told you guys last week, and you didn't put it on the air.
Well, go ahead. You're on now.
Okay. We'll go on the air.
We're on the air
Joe
now.
Joe and Jerry Cain are black. They're Afro-American.
The pictures don't look black.
Huh?
They don't look black in their pictures.
Go check your email. I've sent you two pictures already, three pictures of Jerry Cain in the last 20 minutes.
Okay, well, what does that matter? What difference is it if they're black? Share that with us.
Well, the news media is telling you they're white supremacists, and they're and associated to some white supremacist group out of Ohio and all this. And you're right, no license plates. I think that shootout film they're showing is a staged event.
Sure.
I don't think there was anybody even there. And how can they be white supremacists when they're black? And Mr. Cain is, Jerry is a very big man.
He looks it in these pictures.
In the pictures you're looking at, there's three photographs here.
I'm bringing it up.
Well, I'd say he's a man probably about 260, 270 pounds, a good 6 foot tall, not some little guy.
right.
They were on a return trip from Las Vegas.
Okay.
They were in Las Vegas teaching people on how to defend or beat foreclosures.
Right.
I don't know if people realize that. And if you go to the Memphis website, I believe it's WREZ.com, the Memphis News. They got articles there. They're attacking a local Afro-American group and accusing them of being white supremacists and linking them to Jerry Cain.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the pictures.
Organization is going to be filing a lawsuit in federal court against the Memphis News tomorrow for accusing them of being white supremacists.
Well, that's good.
They got about 200 members of their organization that are all black.
Okay, I'm looking at everything you
said. White supremacist from a black organization.
Okay, I understand your logic. I'm looking at the pictures you sent me, which were exactly the same pictures that I had from their website. They look Anglo to me with good tans. I wouldn't, let's see.
Take a look at Joe.
Okay, I'm looking at him. He does not appear to have any kind of predominant mid-sagittal crest. His nose could be Indo-European. I would say, you know, maybe, I'm not going to question his genealogy, maybe, or his heritage. He may be like a lot of Americans in mixed race, but I would say that,
look at the curly hair.
It looks like
black, curly hair.
I see flat tops. I don't see curly hair. I'm looking at flat tops on these two gentlemen. I see short,
waxed. If you look at the top, it's curly.
Picture definition isn't that good, David. But
look at the third picture of Joe with him holding the notepad in his hand.
Okay, let me take a look at that one. Let me go back. I understand what you're saying, and it may be true that. You know, how can you be a white supremacist if you have you know, non-Caucasians in the wood pile. I'll give you that. I wouldn't say
yeah,
that the, if
I have direct communications with the freedom movement, the black freedom movement in Memphis, Tennessee. I just got off the phone with Bishop Jay again.
So they're claiming
he
that he
says this is total nonsense.
Sure.
The guy's Afro-American. Why
sure.
do they keep saying he's a white supremacist?
Yeah. Well,
and Bishop Jay got accused by the newspaper this weekend. They accused him of being a white supremacist.
All right. I think
that they were really shocked when they actually got a look at Bishop Jay. I mean, he's black.
Well,
real black.
You know, we all know that the two things that you can get it, well, the three things you can be accused of in this nation to be marginalized are to be a homophobe, to be anti-Semite, or to be a white supremacist or any combination thereof, and then they can destroy you by labeling you that. So I'm just going to have to say that he if this man came to my house to eat, I would just assume he was of European descent. But I don't know, you know, I that's fine. And if there's evidence otherwise, that makes it even more egregious that they would claim he was a white supremacist. So yeah, that's some interesting information.
If you look at the website, Jerry's wife posted this memorial.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
His wife posted it, and I think if you do some search here, you probably will be able to come up. Look, even at the very top of the page, it says Sammy Davis.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a dedication to Afro-Americans, this page.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the way our societies are going, you know, I'm sure if you dug deep enough, you'd probably find all kinds of stuff in my background. So, yeah. But I can tell you this, that I've known white supremacist groups that says, if you look like a white man, you talk like a white man, and you live like a white man, we don't care if your great-great-great-great-grandpappy was a Cherokee chief. So, you know, they're going to... And even if you brought
one organization that I founded in Florida on, paralegal operations and setting up, self-defense of helping yourself in court.
Mm-hmm.
We got openly attacked. They accused us as being white supremacists.
Oh, I get that all the time.
They attacked me to no end of being a member of the Ku Klux Klan and a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
And the strange thing is, they didn't even mention my name, though I'm the leader of the organization,
mm-hmm.
but they attacked openly three people who were members of the organization and accusing them of being white supremacists. Let me see. The first man that was attacked, his name was Yuta Reckman. The next man was Bill Bierman. Then they attacked a lady named Regan Rothschild. Do those sound like they're white supremacists?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the article, it stated, and they have some black members, too.
Well, I always say, their attacks don't have to make sense. They don't care because the majority of sheep don't even read the extra paragraphs. They look at the headline, hey, Joe and Jerry Kane were white supremacists, were gunned down in a Walmart. All right. Because look at the comments. If you go to the news media on these, there are people saying, oh, these scumbags, don't bury them, just burn them alive, throw them in a trash can, they don't deserve this. People, the intelligence...
The lawsuit that's going to be filed against these guys and their misstating tomorrow in federal court, that ought to hit the press, make some news.
Good.
Too.
Because all I'm finding is local stuff on it, so that's
the,
why.
The
I've
other
been...
issue is here in the Memphis news. See, and that's West Memphis. They were actually killed. They were actually killed in Arkansas.
Oh,
Missouri,
they crossed
whatever
the line.
They were west of the Mississippi is where they were killed.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
They were not in Tennessee. They were in West Memphis is where the gunning down was.
Yeah, that's according to the webpage here. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
And far as the issue of Walmart,
yeah.
Why would there be a gun down or a shooting in Walmart parking lot? What's in Walmart parking lot?
Civilians. Cameras.
No. Cameras everywhere.
Yep. Cameras everywhere.
Let's see the video footage, folks. Yeah.
To me, the bodies on the ground didn't look like they were armed. The one video that I was looking at, it showed the boy outside the car. It didn't look like he was armed, laying there in the grass. So, okay, well, thanks.
From what I understand, okay. Jerry was one hell of a nice guy.
Sure. Sounds like it from the emails I've been getting. So, thanks for sharing that with us.
And, you're welcome.
As we learn more, we'll keep reporting on it. Thanks a lot, David.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Yeah, Sir David, I think. Yeah, he goes by that. See, I guess I can't. I should be Sir Dutch. I want to be El Dutch, like El Duce. But wait, he was a fascist. I can't do that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the pictures. I don't see the curly hair. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Hello, you're on Dutch Jones. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, go ahead.
Hey, boy, Dutch, you are really, really light. I can hear what Dave was talking about.
Yeah. Oh, it was too quiet?
Over the phone.
Okay, we're as close as we can get. Bring it all the way up, Lou, when it goes over the phone. Don't keep
bringing
it up.
Don't worry about turning the volume up. I can hear you, okay?
Okay.
No, I just wanted to call and say, hey, congratulations for getting the phone back up.
Yeah.
Boy, it is really weak, though. You're going to have to do something about that. You might want to have somebody at your end call in and then adjust it.
Yeah.
See if there's some way you can boost it up.
You are booming in my headphones over the phone right now.
Yeah.
And it sounds good. It's just something maybe in the soundboard. We'll have to
Yeah,
give
something
it some
happened
pain.
When you moved it. I don't know. I check your output into the phone and see if there's a connection or something that's
sure.
different that wasn't there before.
Right, yeah. Well, I did rewire a longer cable, so I may have reversed them or something. So
yeah,
see what
that
do.
Could be the case, because it's weak in my ear, but I'm hearing you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's it's my feedback to you that you're having problem hearing?
There's no problem with me going out on the air. It's just it's
okay.
to the caller. On air, you're fine.
Yeah.
But to the caller, you're weak.
Okay, we'll have to
same problem I was having with Mark earlier today.
Sure, I'll make sure we get that circuit fixed. I can do that tonight. I'll just solder up a new cable.
I just wanted to call in and say, yeah, I agree with you. Looking at the photos, I would not have thought that they were black.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
in
know.
In fact, we got guys who are with Op4 that we trained with. It looks like, to be quite honest, he looks like he could be related to the owner of Wolverine MO.
Yeah, he looks like the same kind of guy we'd see here at church.
And I'm pretty sure his heritage, he's Polish.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's possible. I can see it's possible that it could be a trick with the lighting of the camera.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't say for sure. I didn't know the people.
And other than the claim that he was a white supremacist, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I don't care if they were Chinese. They were murdered.
Absolutely right. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's all BS. I mean, okay, the whole fact that they went to Walmart, too, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we just fled a roadblock. Let's go see if any doilies are on sale.
And then the fact that they claimed that the son, it was snipers that were killed?
Yeah.
Why were there snipers, and how did the son know where they were to pick them off?
Exactly. Yeah, everything about it stinks, and, you know, Sir Dave was saying, why aren't you talking about it more? Because I don't have more information than what I have. When Melody called in, she had a little bit more on what he was doing, which gives me a little bit more insight. But, you know, I'll just, as more stuff comes out, I'll talk about it. I've sent an email off to his wife, and if she's willing to come on, but, you know, I don't expect her to. Who am I? I mean, she doesn't know who I am.
Well, it'd be interesting if anybody who knew them better could get on Facebook, on yours, or on Liberty Tree Radio's, and post some comments there.
Sure.
Let us know what's going on with it. Or even through, we have the Yahoo group over at Liberty Tree
right.
Radio. I don't know if you have anything like that, but it'd be nice if somebody could drop more information out.
Yeah, yeah, it would be good. And that's the way it's going to work. You know, like you sent out, you got that picture of the press pass on there. Everybody's a member of the Liberty Tree Radio Press. Give us info.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, you said that. Actually, I was trying to use that just the front face as a profile picture, but I did the whole thing.
Sure.
That's actually the preprint of the 2009 press passes that we used. We used that press pass to get into a FEMA training operation, and they were so pleased to have us there.
Yeah.
My people who I sent down there to interview it, because this was supposed to be a media frenzy anyway, it was supposed to be a, oh, happy, happy, joy, joy, they drug the thing out waiting for other press people to be there.
Sure.
Do you know how many press agencies showed up?
Probably just a handful.
No, we were it. We were the only press that showed up that were interested in what they were doing, and it was supposed to be, they openly let our people know this, that this was supposed to be for the media. It was supposed to be a publicity piece to,
sure.
you know, make people feel better about FEMA.
Well, what they do, is, you know, that's my background. They have their own cameramen, and they will hand feed what they want on the evening news anyway. They'll edit it all down and just hand it to them. Say, here, run this for FEMA.
Yeah, but there wasn't even anything like that there. They had a handful of students that were out filming for a project, and then they had us. And they didn't they didn't have their own camera people. They were trying to get the local press and everything to come out and, you know, do it. But the only press that showed up, the only camera crews that showed up, were the people that I sent there with that press ID.
You know, when they were doing the endangered species trials, I made my own press pass and went in with just a... It was a Panasonic 486 Super VHS camera and a nice looking tripod. I got through Secret Service and everything because they were doing it in Riverside, California.
Here's the thing. A press pass is not issued by the government.
Right.
Typically, it's not issued by the government. It's not issued by another person. Dutch, you're running a website that's got a radio program.
Right.
If you made yourself a press pass...
Exactly.
It's legitimate.
Yeah, and they'll lie and say, oh, you have to get it from the sheriff. And I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you know, it's not a public safety thing. It's just, it's the media. It's the First Amendment.
It's just to inform people, yes, I am a member of the press, and this is the agency that I am with.
Yeah, you reminded me that. I'm going to make up some more here. And, you know, we'll get them out for our people, and we'll get out some...
Yeah, if you really want to baffle people, okay, you make it look really nice. That particular one of the things that we were doing with them is... They were just paper printouts.
Yeah.
But we took like a Visa gift card or something that was expired.
And
you know, it had been run
underneath.
Up and used up. And we put that inside the laminated sheet.
I did the exact same thing with mine, but it was an expired library card.
Yeah, and it looks good. It has the feel, and it's a confidence adder.
Yeah.
And you do other things like little artwork. You put websites on it, and hell, I'm the authorizing body for Liberty Tree Radio, so it says authorization signature Edward Kornke.
Yeah.
So mine has Edward Kornke signed on both sides. Ooh.
Yeah. I even made a dash one for my car so that when I would go out and cover, like, because I was a freelance camera guy, they wouldn't ticket me. And they wouldn't tow my car. I put it on the dash and said media, and it had contact info on it. They never towed my car.
Sounds like my audio is a little bit hot coming off your board.
Take it down a little bit, Lou. You hear that? Yeah, I'm letting Lou do the audio today. We're trying to teach him. So that could be a lot of the problem there. He's jacked up on four sodas and trying to do the audio board. I was a little too nice to him today. I let him have a bunch of soda when we went over to dinner. But
That's okay. It takes an ear and, you know, a steady hand sometimes to get the audio right.
Yeah. Well, I figure by tomorrow we'll have everything set up and you won't even be able to tell we had to move everything. So.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, I still make mistakes and I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, okay, well, thanks for calling in. It's always good to hear from you, brother.
I think my lights died. I've got a little light show going on, the Liberty Tree Radio Ustream Live thing. I turned off most of the lights. I got the camera pointed right down at it, and I got the, four different light sets there.
Okay. Oh, so. I wanted to also thank you. A couple ladies who hear you on our 93.3 FM, our FM micro broadcaster, they had sent you guys some office supplies, and I guess...
Oh, yeah, we got those.
Yeah, and you guys did a shout-out to them, and they were all giggly, and they're like, oh, tell them thank you for mentioning
us. I especially love the little paperclip. I got it magnetized to on my station power
that houses
the computers. It's a little gator clip with googly eyes, and the thing actually has teeth, and it's clear teeth and plastic. Looks like a gator head.
Yeah.
I like that thing.
They listen every day. If we don't get the archives up, they're calling me. When's it gonna be on? They're like, we're gonna get it up. You'll be, because you guys, we run every bit we can of it.
Actually, I should show the little gator clip on the Ustream feed for everybody tomorrow, so they can see what I'm talking about.
I'll let her know, because she just hears the FM feed. She doesn't have a computer where she's at, because the internet's hard to get up here. But I'll make sure that she knows, because she heard, I think it was Mark said thank you to the ladies out in California for the office supplies. She was all happy.
Yeah. So, it was a big help, actually. I got a couple of things out of that. I was running low on the clear tape and the pencils.
I'll let her know.
I go through a lot of pencils. I'm always writing and, you know, I change my passwords on a regular basis. That's something that... You should do.
Yeah, we rotate them. I'm
constantly erasing the old ones and writing the new ones into the logbook, so that way, because I'm not the only person who uses it, but, you know, I'm the one who changes them, so everybody has to who sits down here has to go through the logbook and read it. Oh, great, he's changed them again. What are they?
There you go. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. I'm glad we hooked the phone up. We got three calls today, so that's great.
All right. You just got to work on that level to the caller,
yeah.
Dude.
I literally hooked the phone up 5 minutes to air, so that's probably the problem right there. So we'll run some tests.
I'll let you get back to it. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you too, brother. There you go, Ed Kornke from Liberty Tree Radio. I was leaning over to the phone so he could hear me better. I know you guys, it's more important that you could hear him. Who cares about me? All that stuff, yeah, I don't know if he's black. Doesn't matter if he's black. I don't care if he's a one-legged Eskimo. Female, you know, that was slaughtered by the U.S. government. It's still an atrocity, and we cannot forget it, especially today on Memorial Day. Jerry and Joe Kane murdered in this war of federal aggression, and the link is there in the chat room, but you guys can just Jerry Kane and Joe Kane murdered. Look for it. I was talking about the Viacom thing with Mohammed. Well, there was a great web page on Facebook that said, let's draw Mohammed. Well, Pakistan, the official government of Pakistan, protested and said they were going to ban Facebook in Pakistan, and they took down the page. So a foreign government, because Facebook is an American company. They're here. They're owned by like some 28-year-old cyberpunk who doesn't understand. He's still wet behind the ears when it comes to First Amendment stuff. I've read things that he's written. It's just ridiculous. He doesn't believe in privacy rights or anything. And I use it as an outreach tool. I'll use the enemy's tools as an outreach. So Pakistan whines to him. So rather than lose all the advertising funding coming out of Pakistan, how many people on, you know, I don't know. There's half a billion people on Facebook, and, you know, how many are in Pakistan? He buckled. So it's just like Google did and Yahoo has. You know, they always they buckle the tyrants. And so anybody that wants – I think we should all make our own little protest and change our icons on Facebook to pictures of Muhammad. I'll be doing it tomorrow. And if I get deleted, that's the price of fighting for freedom, right? That's what we do. That's what we do here. We're Guerrilla Radio. I'll get banned from Farmville. I'm not even on Farmville. I don't have enough time in the day to play those games. Now, Lou, on the other hand, dedicates at least 60% of his time to playing, what is it, World of Warcraft?
Or, no, I don't.
What do you play?
RuneScape.
RuneScape.
I don't play that.
Is that some kind of satanic thing you do?
I don't play that one.
Okay, not a lot. It's not a lot of satanic, or you just don't play it a lot?
I don't play it a lot.
Yeah, anyway, but there's nothing wrong with it. I play tactical games, strategic games, you know, but I just don't have that kind of time. But Facebook is a tool I use, and I want to poke him in the eye for... It's just we bend over backwards, but yet they will do pictures of people standing on the American flag, urinating on a cross, and that's okay. But we offend a child-molesting, illiterate brigand who disobeyed his parents, who's just a vile, disgusting – that's Muhammad I'm talking about, by the way. Read the Quran. Lou has. Oh, I thought I was talking about Obama. No, I do confuse them, you know. Obama, Mohammed,
yeah,
you know.
Same thing.
Bohammed or whatever. Bohammed. It sounds like one of those old name games. But we're coming down here. We got about 2 minutes left. I want to remind you folks to look for Stacy's, just do Sawyer water filters on eBay. Easiest way to get them. We ship them right to you as soon as we get them. You're going to be amazed at how simple they are. There's a couple different filters up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But look for Stacy.
Yeah,
make sure you get them from Stacy. And remember, if you're a listener, let us know. You'll get a 10% discount. And also, what was the other thing? Oh, go to djstore.tk to see a video on how the filter works. djstore.tk. djstore.tk. We got a video there that we put up that shows you how to use the filter. You're going to go, that's it? That's it? A million gallons? All that? Oh, a bio water bottle, yeah, that you can carry with you.
It comes with the faucet adapter,
all that.
And plus the bottle.
Okay. Well, as we wind up here on this Memorial Day for 2010, don't forget what it's really about. It's not about water skiing and beer. It's not about patting a few soldiers on the back in the airport. It's about getting out to the gravesite, putting up a wreath, taking a moment, and remembering the war dead, those that died in combat, specifically the Confederates. That's where it started, folks. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow.